Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Goldar and Tirmid Masechus Chulin Daf Lamed Dal, the second parak of Shaychi. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three tops are going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Eliezer says that one who eats food which is tummy as a Rishon Latuma becomes himself a Rishon. Similarly, one who eats a Sheni becomes a Sheni, and one who eats a Shlishi becomes a Shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and says one who eats a Rishon or a Sheni becomes a Sheni. Rabbi Barachan relates that Rabbi Eliezer argued, Masino Ochel, Chamer Mina Ochel. We find in biblical laws that one who eats tummy food is tummy to a stricter degree than that of the food itself. Namely, the nevela of a kosher bird is not metame what it touches, but one who eats this nevela is tame and is metame his clothing while he's swallowing it. And we, who decreed tuma on one who eats tame food, how can we not make one who eats it at least as tame as the food itself? Rabbi Shua replied that we do not drive anything from the nevela of a kosher bird to chidushu, because it's a chidush, since it's not metame through external touching, but only once it's inside one's body, the opposite of a standard tuma. Point number two, Rabbi Yeshua argues, Matzina shel macho chamer mina ochel. We find in biblical laws that tummy food is stricter than one who eats it, because food becomes tummy with the mere kabea, an egg's volume of food, yet one who eats tummy food only becomes tummy if he eats half a pras, which are two eggs. Therefore, we must also make someone who eats tummy food a lesser degree of tumah than that which he ate, meaning one who ate a rishon becomes a sheni. Rabbi Eliezer replied that we do not derive laws of tumah from shiurin, from measures required for becoming tummy. Furthermore, if one who eats tamei food must be less tamei than that which he eats, why does Rabbi Yeshua himself say that one who eats a sheni becomes a sheni? Rabbi Yeshua explained, Matzinu she'asheni osa sheni ayidei mashkin. We find that a sheni makes other food it touches a sheni via liquids, meaning if a sheni touches wet food, the liquid on the surface becomes a rishon, which is a unique rabbinical property of liquids, which in turn renders the food a sheni. Since we find a sheni making a sheni, the same was decreed on one who eats a sheni. And point number three, Ula says that if one eats a shlishi of chulin shenasu al taras truma, chulin prepared according to the standards of tahara of truma, nipsal gufa melacha b'truma, his body is disqualified from eating truma because he becomes a shlishi. Ula's challenge from a mission which teaches that a shlishi gutuma is necho b'nizida dema, it may be eaten in a stew containing truma. This stew must be guarded from truma according to the tahara standards of truma to protect its truma components. If Ula is correct that eating a shlishi of chulin shenasu al taras truma disqualifies him from eating truma because he becomes a shlishi, safinu le'midi depasu le'ilgufe, can we feed him something which will disqualify him as a shlishi? But it's forbidden to be matami oneself by eating tamei foods. Well, I answer that this case of stew is different because it does not contain a kazayis of truma components, bichdei achilas pras, in the volume he would eat within the amount of time one eats a pras. Since he would not transgress the full biblical prohibition of eating tamei truma, this chulin need not be guarded according to truma standards. So once again, the 3 points are number one on the previous daf. Rabbi Eliezer says that one who eats food, which is tamei, is a rishon latuma, becomes himself a rishon. Similarly, one who eats a sheni becomes a sheni, and one who eats a shlishi becomes a shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and says one who eats a rishon or a sheni becomes a sheni. Rabbi Barachan relates that Rabbi Eliezer argued, Matzino ochel, chamer mina ochel. We find in biblical laws that one who eats tamei food is tamei to a stricter degree than that of the food itself. Namely, the nevela of a kosher bird is not metame what it touches, but one who eats this nevela is tame and is metame his clothing while he's swallowing it. And we, who decreed tuma on one who eats tame food, how can we not make one who eats it at least as tame as the food itself? Rabbi Yeshua replied that we do not drive anything from the nevela of a kosher bird to chidushu, because it's a chidush, since it's not metame through external touching, but only once it's inside one's body, the opposite of a standard tuma. Point number two, Rabbi Yeshua argues, Matzina shel macho chamer mina ochel. We find in biblical laws that tamei food is stricter than one who eats it because food becomes tamei with the mere kabea, an egg's volume of food, yet one who eats tamei food only becomes tamei if he eats half a pras, which are two eggs. Therefore, we must also make someone who eats tamei food a lesser degree of tumah than that which he ate, meaning one who ate a rishon becomes a sheni. Rabbi Eliezer replied that we do not derive laws of tumah from shiurin, from measures required for becoming tamei. Furthermore, if one who eats tamei food must be less tamei than that which he eats, why does Rabbi Yeshua himself say that one who eats a sheni becomes a sheni? Rabbi Yeshua explained, Matzinu she'asheni osa sheni ayde mashkin. We find that a sheni makes other food that touches a sheni via liquids, meaning if a sheni touches wet food, the liquid on the surface becomes a rishon, which is a unique rabbinical property of liquids, which in turn renders the food a sheni. Since we find a sheni making a sheni, the same was decreed on one who eats a sheni. And point number three, Ula says that if one eats a shlishi of chun shenasu al taras truma, chun, prepared according to the standards of tahara of truma, nifsal gufa melacha b'truma, his body is disqualified from eating truma because he becomes a shlishi. Ula's challenge from a mission which teaches that a shlishi gutuma is nechal b'nizida dema, it may be eaten in a stew containing truma. This stew must be guarded from truma according to the tahara standards of truma to protect its truma components. If Ula is correct that eating a shlishi of chun shenasu al taras truma disqualifies him from eating truma because he becomes a shlishi, safinu le midi de pasle il gufe, can we feed him something which will disqualify him as a shlishi? But it's forbidden to be matami oneself by eating tamei foods. Well, I answer that this case of stew is different because it does not contain a kazayis of truma components, bichdei achilas pras, in the volume he would eat within the amount of time one eats a pras. Since he would not transgress the full biblical prohibition of eating tamei truma, this chun need not be guarded according to truma standards. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Daled, and our standard siman is a ladder. A ladder, so here goes. The man racing up the ladder with tamei foods on each rung, who declared he was becoming as tamei as the food he ate, was challenged by the man holding the ladder who said he was a lesser degree of tuma since we find shehamachal chamer mina ochel with regards to shiurim. While the man who ate a shlishi of chun shenasu al taras truma was forbidden to enter the truma room to eat some truma since he became a shlishi. Once again, slow motion. The man racing up the ladder. Ladder? That must be more duff. Lamed Daled. The man racing up the ladder with tamei foods on each rung, who declared he was becoming as tamei as the food he ate, which reminds us, Gemara discusses Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that one becomes as tamei as that which he eats. Rabbi Baruch Hanan relates that Rabbi Eliezer argued, Matzinu ochel chamer mina ochel. We find in biblical laws that one who eats tamei food is tamei to a stricter degree than that of the food itself. Namely, the nevela of a kosher bird is not matame what it touches, but one who eats this nevela is tamei and is matame his clothing while he's swallowing it. And we who decreed tuma on one who eats tamei food, how can we not make one who eats it at least as tamei as the food itself? So the man racing up the ladder with tamei foods on each rung, who declared he was becoming as tamei as the food he ate, was challenged by the man holding the ladder who said he was a lesser degree of tuma since we find shahamacho chamra mina ochel with regards to shiurim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua argues, masin shahamacho chamra mina ochel. We find in biblical laws that tamei food is stricter than one who eats it because food becomes tamei with a mere kabeya, an egg's volume of food. Yet one who eats tamei food only becomes tamei if he eats half a pras, which is two eggs. Therefore, we must also make someone who eats tamei food a lesser degree of tuma than that which he ate, meaning one who ate a rishon becomes a sheni. So the man racing up the ladder with tamei foods on each rung, who declared he was becoming tamei as the food he ate, was challenged by the man holding the ladder who said he was a lesser degree of tuma since we find shamacho chamrim min ochel with regards to shiurim. While the man who ate a shlishi of chun shenasu al taras truma was forbidden to enter the truma room to eat some truma since he became a shlishi, which reminds us, Ula says, if one eats a shlishi of chun, shenasu al taras truma, chun prepared according to the standards of tahar of truma, nifsal gufa melacha b'truma, his body is disqualified from eating truma because he becomes a shlishi. So once again, the man racing up the ladder with tamei foods on each rung, who declared he was becoming as tamei as the food he ate, was challenged by the man holding the ladder who said he was a lesser degree of truma since we find shamacho chamra mina ochel with regards to shiurim. Well, the man who ate a shlishi of chun shenasu al taras truma was forbidden to enter the truma room to eat some truma since he became a shlishi. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf Lamed. So the Siman Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The fun Shechita Rebbe. Rebbe? That must be more on Daf Lamed. Melamed. The fun Shechita Rebbe, who had one Talmud shoot an arrow into the practice cow to help his students remember the concept of a Shechita Mefaras, a wide, open, exposed Shechita, which reminds us, Rav says that if one shechs a siman in two or three places, the Shechita is valid. However, when Rav Yehuda related this ruling to Shmuel, he said, Be'in Shechita Mefaras, Veleka, we require a wide, open, exposed Shechita, and there's not in this case Although one cut severed most of the siman, the other cuts prevent this vowed one from fully opening. Rabbi Shimon Lakish brought a source that shechita must be meforas. Chetz shachut ushonam mirma diber. Their tongue is a sharpened arrow, it speaks deceit. An arrow cuts in only one place, which opens wide. So, the fun shechita Rebbe, who had one talmid shoot an arrow into the practice cow to help his students remember the concept of a shechita mefaraz, a wide-open exposed shechita, and challenged another to do a chalada under the skin, which was also pasul, which reminds us, Rav said, hechlit es hasakin ben simon l'simon psako. If one borrowed the knife between one pipe and the other pipe, and cut the inner simon, and then remove the knife and cut the outer simon from the outside, the shechita is invalid. Although Mishnah teaches that a chalada invalidates shechita, one might have thought this is only where he shechs the simon outwards from the burled position, but not where he shechs inwards, which is the normal direction of shechita. Rav therefore teaches that this is also invalid since the knife was burrowed. According to Rav Yehuda, Rav also said that if you burrow the knife tachas ha'or under the skin and shechs the simon normally, meaning inwards, it is likewise invalid. So the fun shechita Rebbe had one talmid shoot an arrow into the practice cow to help his students remember the concept of a shechita mefaraz, a wide-open exposed shechita, and challenged another to do a chalada under the skin, which was also pasul, gave the best drasa award to the talmid who severed the head in one upward pressing stroke, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hetiz es harosh bebas hachas. If one chopped off the head with one stroke by pressing with force against the neck, the shechita is pasul. This is the psul of drasa, pressing. Daf Lamed Aleph, so the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The judge and his wife judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge and his wife at the knife-throwing contest were so shocked when one of the contestants accidentally dropped his knife and shacked at an animal, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nafla Sakim Shachata, if a knife fell and shacked at an animal, although it shacked it properly, it's pasul, as the Pasuk says, V'zavachta V'achalta, and you shall slaughter and you shall eat, implying, Masha Tozoveach Ata Ochel, that which you slaughter with your own force, you may eat, but not from Shechita, which happened on its own. The Gemara infers, but if he threw down the knife and ejected, it would be valid, even though he didn't intend that the knife should cut at all. So the judge and his wife at the knife-throwing contest were so shocked when one of the contestants accidentally dropped his knife and shechted an animal that she fell off the bridge she was standing on, which made her tower for a chun, which reminds us, Amoraim discuss Nida Shinansa Batavla, a Nida who accidentally immersed herself. Rav says to Hor Lavesa, she is tower for her house, meaning she's permitted to her husband, Basura Lechoba Trum, but she's still prohibited from eating Truma since the tefillah was without intent. Yochanan says she's not even permitted to her husband with such a tefillah. Rav explained why Rav ruled leniently regarding the husband because her husband is chulin, he's non-sacred, and tefillah for chulin does not require intent. So the judge and his wife at the knife-throwing contest were so shocked when one of the contestants accidentally dropped his knife and shechted an animal that she fell off the bridge she was standing on that made her tower for chulin. Unlike if she would have been pushed in, she would have been tower even for Truma, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders about the case of the Nida, Shenensa V'tavla, who accidentally immersed herself. If her friends forcibly immersed her, the kavanah of her friends to immerse her is a perfect intent, and all would agree such a tefillah would permit her to her husband and would even permit her to eat Truma. Daf Lamed Beis, so the Siman Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientists in the Shechita lab. Lab? That must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientists in the Shechita lab who attached high-tech Shehiyah detectors to their knives, which reminds us, the next mission discusses the Shechita disqualification of Shehiyah of pausing. It gives several examples of why one paused during Shechita. For example, one dropped the knife after beginning the Shechita and picked it up and states, Im Shaha Kadei Shechita, if he paused for enough time for Shechita, it's possible. Rabbi Shimon defines the pause as the time needed for bikur, for checking, defined as a taba chacham, examining a knife. Rav defines enough time for shechita as kadei shechitas behema acheres, enough time for shechting another animal from the beginning. So the scientists in the Shechita lab, who attached high-tech Shehiyah detectors to their knives to see whether many tiny pauses that added up to a full shear would puzzle the Shechita, which reminds us, Rav asks, Shehiyos mao shehi starfu, do numerous brief pauses combine to the full measure of pausing to disqualify Shechita? The question is left unresolved. So the scientists in the Shechita lab, who attached high-tech Shehiyah detectors to their knives to see whether many tiny pauses that added up to a full shear would puzzle the Shechita, kept the lung sitting in the wire basket beside them as a reminder that once the cut is severed, the lung is already considered detached, and any later hole cannot make the animal a trefa, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, that if one shechted the kana, the trachea, v'akakach, nikba hareya, and afterward the lung was punctured, before he shechted the veshet, the Shechita is valid. The Gemara explained, the lung is like it was removed from the animal and placed in a basket. Once the trachea was severed, the lung is considered detached, and a subsequent defect cannot render the animal a trefa. So the Siman Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here it goes. The rabbi who didn't let the goyish peg-leg pirate, that must be on Daf Lamed Gimel. The rabbi who didn't let the goyish peg-leg pirate eat from the kishkas of a shechted animal, which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether Ovdei Kochavim can eat the b'nei ma'ayim, the internal organs, from a shechted animal. So the rabbi who didn't let the goyish peg-leg pirate eat from the kishkas of a shechted animal told the man who was Tami the Rabban that he would have to jump into the ocean before eating food bought with Maaser Sheni money, which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether someone who requires tevila mid the Rabban, whether he can eat or touch Maaser Sheni. So the rabbi who didn't let the goyish peg-leg pirate eat from the kishkas of a shechted animal told the man who was Tami the Rabban that he would have to jump into the ocean before eating food bought with Maaser Sheni money, while the captive on the lower deck stuck his hands into the base of Manuga, making them a tchila for Tuma, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether hands which enter the base of Manuga become Tame as a Rishon or a Sheni. The Gemara explains that all Tanaim agreeing that Bia b'mixas loshma Bia, partial entry, is not considered entry, so his body does not become fully Tame by putting his hands in. They disagree about Gezerah Yadav Atugufo, the decree imposed on his hands because of a concern of his entire body entering. Rabbi Kiva holds Yadav Kugufo Shavin Rabban. The rabbis made his hands as Tame as his body, which enters the base of Menuga, meaning a Rishon Latuma. The Chamim hold they made his hands like the standard Tuma imposed on hands, meaning a Sheni. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn the lung is like it's in a basket after the kan is shechted regarding trefas? That's on daf Lama Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss Rabbi Yezir's opinion that one becomes as tame as the tame food he eats? That's on daf Lama Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if one dropped a knife and it properly shechted an animal? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn that if one did a chalata takas or under the skin, the shechita isn't valid? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you learn that Rav Shua holds someone becomes a lesser degree of tuma than the tummy food he ate? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss whether shechita za'ov is mina Torah or not? That's on daf Chav Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn that shechita means cutting from an animal's throat is halacha l'moshe m'sinai? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn that one who eats a shlishi of chun shenasu al taras truma becomes a shlishi and is disqualified from eating truma? That's on daf Ramadalad. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss whether the one simon requirement of birds can be either simon or specifically must be the veshet? That's on daf Chavches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you learn that if Anita was forcibly immersed by her friends, she's permitted to eat even truma? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.